Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to fly.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Street Love Begins With You. What does that mean? Everywhere your feet land, at the Walmart, at the gas station, at the car wash, you are to be a representative of God. And the Lord impressed it on me to share that on the radio. Glory to God. My name is Lachelle Anderson. You can call me Sister Shelley. My assignment is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Now, while I'm presenting this message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. So today I'm going to be addressing something that my family has been doing for years, and that's praying together. And I want to encourage your family to start praying together as well. And this is just a template. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the Lord's Prayer, and that's just a template for you to get started with praying. But what I'm sharing with you is a prayer that God put on my heart to do for my family. And I'm going to ask that you do this for 30 days, to pray with your family for 30 days, this specific prayer. And we're going to be using this prayer in all of my messages as well. It's called Our Family's Daily Prayer. Glory to God. Now, beginning to pray together is important. When you begin to pray together, God's blessings will come upon you and your family. And just to name a few, it's the fruit of the Spirit, with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Healing comes wherever it's needed, prosperity in every area of your life, protection, and, of course, wisdom. As a family or a group of believers praying together, you can receive all of God's blessings. Now, how did I get started with this prayer, or how did Our Family's Daily Prayer come about? It started years ago when my children were young. I was consumed with worry and fear about them, and some nights I would lie awake with thoughts of harm coming to them and other negative thoughts about that the devil would put on me. And I didn't know the word of God enough to rebuke them or to renew my mind in that area. So what the Lord put on my heart to do is he instructed me through the Holy Spirit to write a prayer. I was to recite this prayer daily with my family before we left home or departed each other. And as soon as I wrote the words that the Spirit led me to write, I immediately received peace and an overwhelming sense of warmth that this was it. This is what we were to do every day before we left our home. And now I'm sharing it with you and encouraging you to start praying with your family. Even if you've been doing it already, you may not be including some of the scriptural things that you need to include. So we're going to be addressing that over the next few weeks. So some families share recipes. Our family shares prayer. And I'm believing yours will as well. And as you begin to pray as a family or group of believers, you will begin to enjoy praying together, and you'll believe in the power of family prayer. Hallelujah. So let's talk about a few things before we actually say the prayer together. We're going to talk about teaching your children to pray, the importance of prayer, and why praying as a family is important. Teaching your children to pray. Being a parent is one of the greatest responsibilities we have on this earth, other than being a spouse and leading others to Christ. there's an old saying, children don't come with instructions, but I completely disagree. I believe children come with instructions from our Heavenly Father, and he placed these instructions in the Bible. Some of the scriptures are as follows. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24 and 15. Genesis 18, 19 says, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Hallelujah. Now let's talk about the importance of prayer. Prayer is powerful. It protects, it heals, it comforts us, and it gives us a means to talk or communicate with our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. When we pray, we're to pray in Jesus' name. What does that mean? That means we're to pray, and at the end, you end it stating in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us in John 14, 13 through 14, and whatsoever we shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In Matthew 21 and 22, it says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So we are to pray always, pray in Jesus' name, and believe our prayers will come to pass. Most importantly, it is God's will that we pray because he is unable to act on our prayers unless we ask. Amen. Why pray as a family? Prayer with the family or believers is called prayer agreement. Agreement is between the family or group of believers praying and God. The Bible says, Matthew 18, 19 through 20, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. It is important to pray together to build our individual spiritual strength and the spiritual strength of the family's home and church. We pray as a family to obey God's instructions, communicate to our Father in prayer agreement, to block the devil's plan, and to get our prayers answered. But we'll address those four things next week. Now we need to get into the prayer, and I'm going to ask that you repeat it after me. So are you ready? Hallelujah. Let's pray. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for making it possible we could rise to another day. Guide and direct us in everything we do. Plead the blood of Jesus over, and then this is when you say your children and your family's names, each one of them, to bind us all from evil. Keep us safe in our schools, our jobs, our homes, our churches, and as we're traveling to and from our destinations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Just that simple. So in the next few weeks, we'll be going through this prayer, and I'll break down what each part of the scripture means. And as most of you, if you've been reading the Bible or not, you'll know that it's scripturally based. So this isn't Lachelle's words, but these are words from the Bible. And the Bible tells us that God is searching his word to perform it. So we're speaking his word, and he's going to perform it because we're speaking it. Amen. So just to give you a few announcements, you can always go to my website to get more information on what we're doing. We'd like to ask you to help us to continue to take the Street Love message to a church near you, and you can do that as follows. You can invite me, Michelle Anderson, or Sister Shelley, if you like, to your church, and I can bring the free lunch and prayer outreach to your church. What I'll do is I'll teach you how to effectively witness and offer prayer. Your church would provide the location and the volunteers. I'll bring the Bibles, I'll bring the lunches, and we'll go and set up shop right in front of your church and get people saved and on fire for the things of God. Hallelujah. Another way you can help is you can donate. One lunch is per person is $3.65, and we also give a Bible. So we're asking that if you can donate, you can donate $5. And you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and click the donate button. And another way you can help us is if you're looking for a guest speaker. I am a minister. I am ordained and licensed. So you can look on my website and get that information as well. Glory to God. So we talked about our family's daily prayer. Let's go ahead and end this out. I pray that you have received exactly what you need from this message. I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they not just be hearers of your word, but doers. Glory to God. And I pray, Father God, that we never want to leave out without asking if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says in 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So if you repeat after me right now, you will be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, I receive your son Jesus right now. I believe he died for me. I accept him as my Savior. Right now I'm saved. I'm whole. And I just thank you. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this. I pray it'll be a blessing to you and your family. And I love you. And you have a wonderful, blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.